702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
And Technobite is brought to you by Mimecast, making email safer for business. Hello.
Hey.
I didn't get a hug today. Usually I come in, you're the nicest colleague, other than today.
Okay, no, you know what? I've just been so busy upstairs. It's been a busy traffic morning, and I do apologize. Yeah, I'll come and give you a hug after this over here.
You know?
I love hugging you because, you know what? You're one of those people that reciprocates with a good hug as well, and there's nothing better to make you feel better than a good hug, right?
Absolutely. Obviously, being one of the best traffic reporters in the country, unfortunately, when I see something in the traffic, I often think about you. A horrific accident this morning, very close to my house.
Helen
on Grayston
Street.
Drive. Yeah, in
yeah.
Helen.
Oh, terrible, hey?
Jeez.
The minibus accident.
I don't know how it ended up on that side of the road.
I don't know either. I got some photographs from the emergency services. They sent me this stuff on WhatsApp, and it's just horrific.
Yeah.
Horrific. You know, it just goes to show you, it's not as if there was, there was room to maneuver fast on that road. You know, it's busy peak hour traffic. You can't travel too fast. You've got to wonder to yourself how these accidents happen.
Yeah, anyway. Absolutely. Anyway, let's talk Technobites, and I'm looking forward to it, especially about WhatsApp. I've been getting all sorts of prompts from WhatsApp. I think they want to steal data from me, and I keep saying, no, later, ask me sometime. I don't know what's going on.
No, you know what they're doing? So WhatsApp, which was bought by Facebook in 2014 for $19 billion. You may have noticed over the weekend that you got like an alert to say, we want you to just tick this box if we allow Facebook to use some of your data to be able to serve you better adverts and be more accurate in the stuff that we send you. And I'm very suspicious about this kind of thing because, when you look back to 2014 and the promises that WhatsApp made, they've broken their promise now. Their CEO stood up and he said in his blog post, he says, we respect this, respect for your privacy is coded into our DNA. And we built WhatsApp around the goal of knowing as little about you as possible. You don't have to give us your name. We don't ask for your email address. We don't know your birthday. We don't know your home address. We don't know where you work. We don't know your likes, what you search for on the internet or collect your GPS location. None of that data has ever been collected and stored by WhatsApp, and we really have no plans to change that. Fast forward to 2016, and they've changed that.
Yeah, I mean, there they go again.
Yeah.
Every time, you can see.
Yeah, exactly that. So,
I keep saying not now is going to be inevitable. That at some point I have to accept and agree.
If you go up a bit and you can click don't use my data. The point is that a lot of people are saying, well, but they give you the choice. My point is, why even ask you if that's what you promised you're not going to do 2 years ago? So we're living in an age where, and I understand it's business, it's a free product, and Facebook has to collect. And I suppose they're probably expanding the boundaries because who knows what they're going to ask for in 2 years' time.
Yeah.
And what they're finding is that because WhatsApp at the moment is used by 1 billion people around the world, people are spending about 50 minutes on Facebook and probably about 1.7 billion people the size of Facebook. I don't know about you, but I find myself using WhatsApp more than I use Facebook because it's more convenient.
Mm.
So Facebook's saying, hey, we want a slice of this pie. We want to know where Eusebius is going. We want an access to Eusebius's GPS so we can start tracking information about him so we can better serve adverts to him and know about his lifestyle, know if he's running, know if he's walking, all those kind of things. So it's all about data. They're mining data, and that's what Facebook's business is all about.
Okay, so I've got a practical question for you.
Yes.
I hate reading fine print.
Yes.
I'm not a details person. I'm a big picture person. Can I just press agree there, or will that be a security risk for me in terms of data?
It's not a security risk, but what you're agreeing to is for Facebook to access some of the data on your phone. On your WhatsApp. Even though your messages are still encrypted, they're not going to be able to access your messages, but they can pick up the activity that you're doing on WhatsApp. I've said no. I don't want them to know more information about me. But we're living in a world where,
And if you say no, will you still be able to use WhatsApp?
Of course. It makes no difference. WhatsApp you'll use as normal. But what they're saying, well, can we please use your data on WhatsApp? I've said no, and I urge everybody else to say no as well.
Okay.
Facebook knows enough about us, and I think it's a cheek that they've reneged on their promise they made 2 years ago.
Ah, okay. So I just unclick this default tick
exactly.
That says use it, and now I can agree.
In your settings, and we've put up those details on the website, I just don't like the way they do it, Don't like the way they do it. But anyway, look, I understand that they're a business, and I acknowledge that, and they just want the data, and that's what their business is about. But Personally, I've said click, unclick. I don't want you to know my details. Thank you very much. Keep your $19 billion.
What else do you have for us?
I've got those two phones. I was at a launch last week. FNB launched those two new smartphones that you've got sitting on your right-hand side. And it's quite interesting. I believe that they're the first bank in the world to kind of have their own branded phones. Nobody else has done it. And in a sense, I've been quite close to the product, and I've got a confession to make. I was the MC at the event. But it's a very interesting product, because what they're doing is they're encouraging their low-end customers to use banking. So they're trying to force people to move to banking, and they've got these two affordable phones. The one's a really low-end one, costing 59 Rand a month, and the other one's a more premium version, which is going to cost you 150 Rand a month. And they're targeting the higher-end phone to your rewards level. So the higher rewards, the more discounts you get, and hopefully you pay less for it. But, you know, the cheaper one, you get 15 minutes of airtime and 50 megabytes of data every single month, and you get a battery pack, and it's quite a decent package, I must say, for the value that you're getting. My issue is that I think that FNB should have given more data to their customers, because in that sector of the market, and all of us, quite frankly, we use more data on our phones. But, you know, they tie that into the discounts when you buy your data online. So they've got really good packages, and they're a virtual network operator. So, in other words, they're using Cell C's network to piggyback, and they've got effectively their own network, which is why they're able to afford these rates. They also introduced an unlimited a month offer for 399 Rand. You can call any number unlimited for unlimited calls on any network, any number. So it's quite an interesting game that FNB is getting into, and their phones I've been quite impressed with, and I think they're innovating. It's great to see that happening.
So Aki, what else is there in it for them from a business point of view? Is this just another product in their list of products and services?
It's another product, but if you're the user of that product, you don't pay for, the data zero rated. So if you're using the banking app, you're not paying for any of the data. And if you call the help center on FNB's helpline, the 087 numbers that they use, you don't pay for those calls either.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you haven't had a phone in your life before, you're using a standard phone that hasn't got the smartphone functionality, for 59 Rand a month, you're getting a bit of data, you're getting a few calls. I think it's a good deal. And of course, you can access the Wi-Fi on the FNB network as well, which is in all their branches, they've got free Wi-Fi. So it's a good deal.
But in it, penetration of cell phones is quite impressive in South Africa, isn't it? Do you think that this will take off?
You know what? I was at a conference last week called Demo Africa, and it was amazing to see the kind of applications that are happening on the continent. When you look at the continent of Africa, we've got 1.2 billion people, 200 million smartphones, and that number is going to grow to 600 million by the end of this decade. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunities around the continent, and there's a lot of developers and a lot of smart people developing solutions for Africa. Is this going to catch on? Absolutely. And you're quite right about the smartphone penetration in Africa, in South Africa, and countries like Nigeria is much higher than the rest of Africa. But, you know, we're still sitting at just over 50%.
Okay.
So we still got a way to go, and I think it's going to catch on. You know, by the end of this decade, most of us are going to be using smartphones. It's a way to go. Feature phones are dying out because of the functionality. So what else have I got to tell you? Yeah, speaking of phones, I don't know about you. Do you use your voice recognition on your phone? Do you dictate notes to your phone?
No, I don't. Do you type? I don't. But I'm one of those weird people. I type very fast.
Do you?
Even on my phone.
Okay. Yeah. I bet you don't type as fast as what I can dictate. Do you want to test it?
Go for it.
Pull out your phone, and then I want you to dictate what you are typing, and I will read it into my phone, and let's see how quickly it takes. Well, it's actually not a fair.
It's not really fair.
Okay, so I
forgot to have breakfast this morning. Yeah, so that was about 5 seconds.
Okay, let me try this. Okay, can I go?
Yep.
I forgot to have breakfast this morning.
Oh, wow. And is that accurate?
That's 100% no accurate. No titles.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to use voice recognition more. Beef is always, he doesn't get my accent, my voice. So the accuracy for me is what's going to be the key feature.
Come on, you serious. I'm coming across the other side to give you a hug. And we can test this on the microphone, okay? Talk onto this thing and just say something.
I forgot to have breakfast this morning.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Here you go. So it was perfect. You know,
that is pretty impressive. I've got to say.
What these guys did at Stanford University, they because people don't understand that, you know, the voice recognition has matured over time. And especially in the last 2 years, we've got to a point where it's actually faster than typing information. And they did this with various accents. They typed many different things. And they found that, using your voice is three times faster than typing in. So I urge you to start trying to use your voice on your phones. Even if you've got a Chinese accent, an Indian accent, whatever accent you might have, it does recognize them, and voice recognition is very, very good. So please start using it.
So what exactly is that particular one that we've just used?
Which, the accent? No, yeah. I don't know. It just says it's a whole mix-up of everything.
Not the accent.
It's Eusebius Mackayza.
What software or what
is it? Oh, this is just Siri. This is Siri. Okay. Most of the phones today have got voice recognition. You know, 95% of smartphones have got voice recognition. So, you should try it. Wow, you should try it on. So, what else? What else can I tell you? And finally, I've been playing with this little Mi Band. It's called the Mi Band from Xiaomi. It costs 199 Rand. Here it is here, and basically it just tracks your steps. It doesn't do anything different than what most of your phones can do, because most of your phones track your steps as well. But this has got like a vibrating alarm for to wake you up gently about 30 minutes before your alarm goes off. It's got an accelerometer, a Bluetooth chip, and it really just talks to your phone. But what's impressive about this is the price. It's 199 Rand. It can track your walking, your running, and tell you how many calories you've burnt. It's a very simple one. It doesn't have a display. It's got a couple of LEDs to tell you when you reach your daily target. But the Xiaomi Mi Band is good value for money. For 200 Rand, sure, it's not going to be the perfect one. It does have a lot of shortcomings. But hey, for what it does, for 200 bucks, it's worth it.
Okay, let's take one call. Hello, Elton. How's it, Elton? Go ahead. What question do you have for Aki?
I'm in the process of developing an app. My question to you is, how do I plug in my smartphone into a projector to display it on the screen?
So you want to display your smartphone as a projector on the screen. What kind of phone do you have?
Right now it's a tablet, Vodafone tablet. It's an Android. I'm working off Android.
Yeah.
Well, can I find a micro USB to VGA? I can't seem to find it anywhere.
Yeah, they're quite difficult to get hold of. And many of the manufacturers have got them for the high-end smartphones. I know that, you know, Samsung have got a couple of those little devices. You see them a lot overseas, but they're difficult to get hold of in South Africa. So you're just going to have to try. Have you tried Googling it and buy it online? I think that's probably your best way. Type in the, your model number that you have. And I suspect for that one, you might struggle to find something, but just say Android cable to projector or VGA cable. You'll find that kind of thing online and order it online. Your best bet.
Yeah. The only place I can find it is eBay. Nowhere in South Africa.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, with things like an Apple device, if you've got an Apple TV, you can just project it onto the Apple TV and use it that way. But I'll do some inquiries for you, okay?
Great stuff. Thank you, Alton. Thanks so much for that. Thank you, Aki.
Have a good one. Are you going to play an ad break now? Can I give you a hug?
Yes, we'll have a long hug.
Let's
make that ad break long.
Just play two back-to-back, please.